B'chayres, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah continues the discussion of where Chazal made a knas not to buy from people, not to be mahaneh them in ways that they're choshed on various averes. So we had before somebody's nechshad. We gave two examples in the world of B'chayrim. Either he's nechshad lahatul mum b'chayres t'mimim, or even worse, he's nechshad to pass off basar b'chayr t'mimim as Bechor that became a Balmum. So here we have a Choshed al HaShvi'is. What does it mean it's Choshed al HaShvi'is? The mitzvah of Shvi'is is to not work the ground, and also the peiros that grow during Shvi'is are Hefker. So he's Nechshad on Peiros Shvi'is, either one, to produce, to plant, and to produce peiros during Shvi'is, or to pass off peiros that were grown during Shemitah and to sell them. Instead of being hefker, take possession of them, sell them, they become also. There's another case also, there's an Isser. Whether it's Rabbanon, Deraisa, we're not learning Shvi'is now, but there's an Isser called Svichim. Svichim are things that grow themselves. So there's no violation of the Isser Zeria of planting because they grew by themselves. There were seeds in the field. But Lamaisa, they're also. Chazal asked them, there's a Shita, they hold Svichim as Deraisa. Vinishvi, he was over, or his nechshat to be over one of these things. He was caught. Samamela were choshedim. Ein loikchim imenu, we can't buy from him, pishton. The chshash is that pishton is something that even much later, he could have leftovers that was planted during Shemitah. Or it grew by itself, and it's also Mishum Svichim. Pishton l'mais is not royal l'achila, but Pishtun grows with something that is roi l'achila. Samil, it has this as svichim. Svichim is only on eating. Something that's not planted by itself. But zera pishtun is flax seeds. That is roi l'achila. People eat it today. It's very healthy. And because of that, the whole gidl of zera pishtun, including the pishtun that grows, which is used for making clothing, is included in the issa svichim. That's what we're talking about over here. Samil, one's not allowed to buy from him pishtun. Vafilu serek, even pishton that was combed out, avalochim menu tviv orik, once it was woven and it was turned into fabric, so that's already the next step. The same way what we had before by hides, by oirois, is, well, let's say the wool, is only if they're not processed. But once they're processed already, then we say that a person who was gaining illegally from something, from an averu, would sell it off right away. Like stolen property, similar, once it's processed, we're not chosh anymore. Continue on to the next thing, Mishnah Tes. Achosh alias moicha truma l'shem chulin. If somebody was caught in that vein of selling truma l'shem chulin, where if a zor is going to eat from it, he's over an aveiru, or even a koyin, if he's eating not in the state of tahara, is also over in a state of tumah. Ein loikim imenu afilo maimo melach. And I'll let buy anything. We here chazal will goizer on any food item, not only food, but even Maim HaMelech, which is not called food, find in other places, a person, let's say, is asus on himself, he's not going to eat anything. So, or let's say, Mois Mais Tusheni, which you're allowed to buy food. What's not food? Maim HaMelech is not food. So that's where the Mishnah sticks in. Afilu Maim Oy Melech, even that, that we're going to, don't buy anything that, literally, that's put into the mouth. Divrei Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Ayim HaKol She'yesh Bei Zikas Trumas U'Maisus En Lekim Emenu. Only something which has some shaykhis, zika, is some type of kesher, with truma and maisers, l'chayra, anything that grows, can have a shaykhis to trumas and maisers. Two things don't. Mayim u'melach. So mayim u'melach will be mutter, that they didn't extend the gzera that far. Now clearly, Reb Yehuda, that holds that they asked anything that has shaykhis to eating, this is only by truma. We didn't have this before. Only things that are shayich to Shvi'is, which is Peirois, or things that are shayich to Bechor, Bosov, Chadoyme, but not other things. So what the Mefarshim explain over here is that Truma, because it's the Oynish of a Zor that eats Truma, or a Koyin, that eats Betuma, is an Averi Chamura. A Zor that eats Truma is Misa Bidei Shemayim. So therefore they were Machmir Kuli Hai. Shayich by Bechor, so by Shvi'is, is only Chai Velav, and at best, in the middle of that, They weren't choshish for. Now the obvious question is, besides for Maim HaMelech, there's other things that one could eat that have no shaks to trumas and maisus. What does meat and milk have to do with Trumas and Maisis? And the answer is, in all these things, there could be ingredients if it's cooked, or it could be Mu'uriv, or it could be Basar that was bought with Mois, Maisis Shenis, has to be eaten Dafni Yerushalayim. So everything could be Shaykh to Trumas and Maisis, except, like we said, for Maim and Melech, you can't use Mois of Maisis Shenis to buy from Maim and Melech. So Melech, that has no Shaykhis. Rabbi Yehuda holds with guys of a chol reifen. Rabbi Shimon holds only the yesh bezikas truma.